Will we perish together as fools? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We must learn to live together as brothers, or perish together as fools." As we enter the general election portion of the 2024 presidential election in America, the competing narratives suggest we have a choice between an existential threat to democracy or a Manchurian candidate whose economic plan reveals she is a closet communist. Yet, on the way to an election whose outcome may lead to a second civil war, an unanticipated glimmer of hope has emerged. Former President Donald Trump and independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have agreed to unite in support of a unity platform. End the chronic health epidemic in America. End the forever wars. Close the U.S. border and establish an immigration policy that serves America. Reinvest in American infrastructure and rebuilding the American middle class. End corporate capture of federal regulatory agencies. End the federal government propaganda and censorship regime. As part of the Unity Agreement, RFK Jr. will remove his name from the ballot in the 10 swing states to make sure he will not be a spoiler in the general election outcome. Former President Trump and RFK Jr. consummated the Unity Agreement in a joint presidential campaign event at the Glendale Arena in Glendale, Arizona. Tens of thousands of MAGA supporters gave RFK Jr. thunderous applause as former President Trump introduced him. For the next 5 minutes, RFK Jr. explained one of his lead advisors on chronic health had informed him that he also advises President Trump and strongly recommended the two meet to discuss the issue. RFK Jr. held two extensive meetings with President Trump and realized they shared strong agreement on some very important issues to both men. RFK Jr. further explained that he tried to meet with Kamala Harris to discuss whether they shared common cause on any of the issues he found important. The Harris campaign refused to meet with him. In the end, RFK Jr. explained he chose to partner with President Trump because he was convinced the president was sincere in his support of the Unity platform, and he fully committed to implement it if he is elected for a second term. RFK Jr. then outlined the Unity platform to the thunderous applause from a Republican presidential campaign audience. Let that sink in. MAGA Nation, which represents a supermajority of the Republican electorate, chanted, "Bobby, Bobby, Bobby," as RFK Jr. advocated for ending the forever wars, ending corporate capture of federal regulatory agencies in order to reverse the chronic health epidemic in America, and reinvesting the funds from ending the forever wars in American infrastructure and rebuilding the middle class. This is an extraordinary yet well-received recalibration of Trump's free market, pro-business political ideology. Is the Unity Agreement real? Can Trump be trusted to follow through on his promise? Candidly, I don't know. Yet, I do not have to know, because the Democrats gave RFK Jr. no choice. They refused to talk to him about the chronic health epidemic ravaging the children of America. RFK Jr. stated, "President Trump told me restoring the health of our children would be his legacy." Only time will tell. One thing that gives me hope is RFK Jr. and President Trump share a well-earned contempt for the Democratic Party, led by President Biden and Vice President Harris. The hubris of the Biden-Harris administration has successfully united their chosen adversaries both internationally, Russia, China, and Iran, and domestically.